The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com. Too Young to Know Better? Why Ageism Hurts from Both Sides. This article was written by Bahumi Jobanputra on November 4th. Taylor Swift famously wrote, "When you are young, they assume you know nothing," in her song Cardigan. These deep lyrics hit home for so many teens for so many different reasons. The song is not just about heartbreak. It's about the frustration of not being taken seriously. Whether you're talking about your dreams or ideas, it can feel like adults automatically assume that youth just equals ignorance. That assumption isn't just annoying. It's also a form of ageism, and it affects people of all ages. What is ageism, really? Ageism means judging or treating someone unfairly because of their age. For example, when people say you're too young to understand or too old to keep up. Most of us think of ageism as something only older people face, like seniors being overlooked at work or mocked for not being tech savvy. While that is definitely one form of ageism, it goes both ways. Young people deal with ageism too, and it can be just as hurtful. The Too Young Trap. For teens, ageism often shows up in small, everyday moments. Maybe your teacher shrugs off your opinion during class discussions since you haven't learned enough yet. Or adults laugh when you talk about politics or social issues since you're too innocent to know about the real work. Maybe you've had a job where you weren't trusted with real responsibility because you're still a kid. The message behind all that your age defines your worth, and that you still haven't earned the right to be taken seriously yet. But when you think about it, history has always been full of young people using their voices to change the world. There are countless examples, such as climate activist Greta Thunberg, to Malala Yousafzai fighting for girls' education. Youth voices have always sparked transformation and will always continue to do so. There are also many teen influences who inspire others to be themselves and uplift others around them. Dismissing young people doesn't just hurt feelings, but it also silences creativity, innovation, and courage. It teaches young people that their voices don't matter and that they have to wait to grow up in order to fight for what they believe in and speak their mind. Society can't move forward if it refuses to listen to the generation that's going to be living in the future of this world. The Too Old Stereotype. Ageism doesn't stop once you grow up. In fact, it often flips. Older adults are told they're past their prime, set in their ways, or too old to learn new things. Media constantly celebrates youth while treating aging like a flaw that needs to be hidden or fixed. This can create real harm for many older adults who feel that they are no longer needed and feel themselves to be a burden to society. Many older often feel invisible, unappreciated, or excluded from places they once called home, such as workplaces, social groups, or even their own family conversations. They may start believing the stereotypes that they hear around them, causing them to internalize the very untrue idea that their opinions don't matter anymore, and that they are too antiquated to keep up with modern ideas. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Older generations have experiences and lessons that can guide us, comfort us, and help us avoid the mistakes they've already lived through. Why ageism hurts everyone. The biggest problem with ageism is that it builds walls between generations. Young people grow up thinking adults don't get it, and older people think teens don't respect them. Those divides between youth and adults often leads to misunderstanding, resentment, and most importantly, the missed opportunities to learn valuable things from each other. When we separate people by age, we lose the chance to share ideas and wisdom both ways. Teenagers bring a new set of eyes and ears to a perspective, and they are filled with energy and creativity. Older adults bring other valuable assets, such as patience and perspective. Together, this blend of qualities can become very powerful, but only if we respect each other enough to listen. How we can fight ageism. Ageism might be baked into our culture, but we can push back against it every day. Here's how. Challenge stereotypes such as teens are lazy, instead of just accepting them as generalizations. Build bridges with people of different generations. Use your voice to speak about what matters to you. Respect everyone's experience, since everyone's voice matters. Age shouldn't decide who gets to be heard, trusted, or valued. Every person, no matter how young or old, definitely has something meaningful to contribute. So, next time someone says, "You're too young to know better," remember Taylor Swift's words. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. But you do know something. Something different. Something powerful. Something worth listening to. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com, Hollywood's upcoming actress isn't human. Meet Tilly Norwood. This article was written by Cassandra Rose on October 11th. In 2002, Andrew Niccol's movie Simone was released. The plot centers on a dismayed Hollywood producer, Victor Taransky, who manages to create the first-ever believable digital actress, Simone, who fans believe is a real human. When she instantly becomes a global success, Taransky cannot bear to reveal the truth behind his creation. But maintaining this deception becomes increasingly taxing as time passes. The critics' consensus on Rotten Tomatoes was that the movie's satire lacks bite, and the plot isn't believable enough to feel relevant. While the first half of this consensus is subjective, the second half reveals a potential underestimation on the critics' behalf because, 23 years later, Tilly Norwood has entered the equation. Who is Tilly Norwood? Created by producer Aileen Vandervelden of Zikoya, an AI talent studio, Tilly Norwood is Velden's and Sequoia's first fully AI-generated, human-look-alike actress. Norwood was not created for small commercials and Instagram reels. Velden told Broadcast International that she and the team at Sequoia want Tilly to be the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman. Getting Norwood on the big screen may already be in the works. Velden announced at the Zurich summit that Sequoia has been in discussions with various talent agents who've expressed interest in signing the actress, and that Sequoia will be announcing which agency will represent her in the upcoming months. If this comes to pass, the AI creation would likely be working alongside human actors, a concept many are not fond of. Backlash to Tilly Norwood. Since Tilly Norwood's debut, the actress has received backlash from many who are opposed to using AI instead of humans in creative projects. SAG-AFTRA, a labor union representing over 160,000 creatives, released a statement. SAG-AFTRA believes creativity is and should remain human-centered. To be clear, Tilly Norwood is not an actor. It's a character generated by a computer program that was trained on the work of countless professional performers without permission or compensation. A handful of celebrities have expressed outrage towards the prospect as well. Under an Instagram post from Deadline reporting on Norwood, actress Mara Wilson asked, "And what about the hundreds of living young women whose faces were composited together to make her? You couldn't hire any of them?" Beloved drag performer Ben De La Creme commented under the same post to stop calling this, meaning Tilly, an actress, while TV show host and lifestyle expert Tommy D'Addario swore that he would never interview a Tilly on his platforms. Actress and producer Natasha Lyonne shared the post on her story, advocating for the boycott of any talent agency that signs Norwood, calling the AI creation deeply misguided and totally disturbed. Various other celebrities posted such sentiments as well. But it is not only those in the industry protesting. Social media is overtaken with posts from consumers who don't want to see films and shows lose their humanity, objectively speaking. Users expressed how they do not want to see a soulless, unfeeling AI actress portray the lead character in the next Hollywood production. They want to see actors who spent years perfecting their craft display their talent on the screen. They want to watch their interviews discussing their role after the fact and catch their next role. They also look forward to the next Natalie Portman or Scarlett Johansson, whoever the living, breathing, human woman may be. As one ex-user wrote on a post that received over 158,000 likes, "We cannot normalize this. Acting is a centuries-old art, and we cannot lose it to AI." The substantial backlash has not gone unnoticed by Aline Vandervelden, Tilly Norwood's creator. In a statement posted on Norwood's Instagram, Velden said, "Tilly is not a replacement for a human being, but rather a creative project that sparks conversation." She went on to say that AI is a tool that expanded possibilities, such as the paintbrush and puppetry. "Tilly has been an outlet for her imagination," she wrote, imploring readers to welcome AI as part of the wider artistic family. This statement did little to reassure skeptics. Only one example of many. Tilly Norwood is only one example of the increasing realism in AI technology. While its current ability to generate characters almost indistinguishable from real humans was predicted to occur, the speed at which it has been achieved has been generally unexpected by the public. With this month's release of OpenAI's Sora 2, an AI video generation tool, which is described on its site as being more physically accurate and realistic. The realization has settled in that the future of AI, which was expected to emerge in the next 5 or 10 years, is perhaps already almost here. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com, 5 Physics Phenomena That Make Daily Life Cooler. This article was written by Tale Chen on October 11th. Have you ever wondered why toast always lands butter side down, or how your phone's screen works? These phenomena both come from one of the most common subjects in high school curriculum, physics. While certain topics, like quantum mechanics or universal expansion, may sound complicated, physics is actually behind some of the coolest things in your life. Here are 5 surprising ways physics quietly shapes our world. 1. Toast landing butter side down. Toast usually landing butter side down isn't owed to bad luck. In fact, there is a very logical concept behind it: center of mass. The center of mass of a typical plain piece of toast would be somewhere in the middle. However, when there is butter on one side, the butter adds slightly more mass to only the side it is on, changing the center of mass by just a bit. The time that toast is launched in the air before landing on your plate is just long enough for the toast to rotate, influenced by the center of mass, to the point where it will more likely than not tip over on the butter side. 2. Phone screen functionality. How do touch screens work? Most smartphones have something called a capacitor within its screen. In the most simple terms, a capacitor is 2 conductive plates separated by some sort of insulating material that stores electrical energy. When your finger touches your phone screen, or any modern touchscreen, the screen detects the disturbance in the electrical field of the capacitors caused by your finger. This only works if it is touched by a conductor, which is why only certain objects, such as your finger or a stylus, can be detected by a touchscreen. Many modern electrical systems and circuits are a result of innovations in the field of physics. 3. Rainbows. We all know that rainbows present themselves when there is sun after rain. Both water and sunlight is needed for rainbows to appear in air, because rainbows are a direct result of how the sunlight interacts with water droplets. Refractive properties of water cause things like straws in glass cups to appear to bend. Similarly, the water droplets in the air after a thunderstorm cause sunlight to refract, reflect off the insides of the droplets, and refract again. This causes the original white sunlight to split into a spectrum of colors that we see as a rainbow. Sometimes the light refracts in certain ways, so we might not see purple or other colors, making every rainbow slightly unique. 4. Sound and music. It's common knowledge that sound waves exist, but not everyone knows how they connect physics and music. When we speak, our vocal cords vibrate, causing the air particles in front of our mouths to vibrate. These air particles then cause further air particles to vibrate at the same frequency, similar to a ripple in water. When the air particles near someone's ears vibrate, they can hear what you are saying. Different sounds and musical pitches are produced through different frequencies and amplitudes, how quick and large the sound waves are. Every time you listen to a song or hear someone speak, know that everything comes down to vibrations and sound waves. 5. Hot drinks cooling. Many of us blow on hot drinks to cool them down, but why does this work? It's widely known that hot air rises, and we can see this through the steam rising above a hot drink. However, the air rises relatively slowly, which is where we come in. Blowing air replaces the slowly moving hot air above the drink with the cooler air in our mouths. The greater temperature difference between the hot drink and the now cooler air above it causes quicker cooling off of the drink itself. Evaporation from the surface of the drink also helps it cool down. The physics of evaporation, convection, and heat transfer helps to explain why this is actually a very convenient and effective way to cool down something hot. Physics is everywhere. At the end of the day, physics isn't just about equations or rocket launches. Physics is literally the reason the world works the way it does. And for more reasons than just gravity, it's in your breakfast, your music, and even the device you carry around to talk to your friends. You don't need a telescope or lab equipment to notice it either. You simply need curiosity. Once you start noticing the little things that physics brings to our world, you'll realize that science isn't just in textbooks and exams. It's happening all around you, every single day. Our next article from the teenmagazine.com. Giving Thanks, 15 of my favorite gratitude journal prompts. This article was written by Sasi K on November 28th. With the end of the year coming up, now is a great time to reflect on things you're thankful to have had or done this year. One amazing way to do this is with a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal is a journal where you keep track of all the things that you have, well, gratitude for. A gratitude journal can help you reflect on positive experiences, and it's a great keepsake to think back on. Below are some prompts to help you get started with making your own gratitude journal and making sure that you're keeping track of the things that you're grateful for this year. 15 prompts of gratitude. 1. Write a letter to someone who you are thankful to have in your life. This could be a friend, a family member, or someone you're just happy to have in your life. 2. Write about one opportunity you're grateful to have gotten this year. This could be a chance to have gone somewhere, a new job, or a hangout you went to. 3. Write about one thing you're grateful to have tried out this year. This could be anything new that you got to do this year, from trying out a new routine to trying out a new job. 4. Write about one random act of kindness someone did for you. Whether it be someone holding a door for you, giving you something, or even just waving. Random acts of kindness are something fun to think back on. 5. Write about a time someone helped you out. Whether someone helped you through a tough time, or even just helped you carry your groceries, this is a great journal prompt for you to reflect back on the amazing people in your life. 6. Write about someone you're thankful to have met this year. Think about someone who you just met this year and write about why you're so happy to have met them. 7. Write about one small moment this year that made you really happy. This could be anything From snuggling up by the TV to watch your favorite show, to organizing things around your house. 8. Write about a time you felt like giving up, but then someone or something helped you. This prompt helps remind you to persevere and that you have amazing people and things in your life. 9. Write about a hobby or pastime that you're grateful to have discovered. This could be watching a new television show, origami, or even just relaxing. 10. Write about a new show, movie, or channel you're grateful to have discovered this year. Maybe you found a really cool thriller series, or a lifestyle channel that has great tips. Either way, write about it. 11. Write about the one day that you enjoyed the most this year. This could be a day where you just got to relax, got a promotion, or whatever it is that made this day so special. 12. Write about your favorite act of kindness that people do for you and your favorite random act of kindness that you like to do for others. This could be anything, from holding the door for others to someone helping you carry things. 13. Write an acrostic poem about something that you're grateful for. You could even use one of the things you wrote about earlier and turn it into an acrostic poem. 14. Write about a task that you had this year that you're grateful to have completed. This could be anything from establishing a new routine to getting rid of things you don't need anymore. 15. Write a poem about as many things that you're grateful for. Try to fit in as many things as you can. These are just some of the many amazing things you could write about in your gratitude journal. Have fun starting your gratitude journal. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. 832-5138.